obviously, but Forbes named them. But what does Forbes know about basketball? They named the New York Knicks the NBA's most valuable franchise.
Well, you're taking in the TV network, Madison Square Garden, you know.
$1.4 billion, which is about $1.4 billion more than I have. Lakers second, which I think they've been number one at some point along the way. Maybe not. Maybe last year or last couple years. Bulls at $1 billion, the third billion-dollar team. Celtics at $875 came in number four. So those are your teams. But, yeah, it would be nice to see the Knicks take that valuable franchise and win some games.
Ain't happening this year.
Carmelo.
And he's gone, isn't he? I mean, all but after this year.
You know.
How do you solve a problem like Carmelo?
They need to – you know, the thing with them is that they've got to – and I don't know if they can because they've signed some cats to some contracts. But, you know, there comes a point where you got to – especially if they're not going to be able to get Carmelo back, that they got to time to
start
blow,
over,
blow it up.
Yep. Would you trade Melo, try to get something for him, or would it, no one even take him for what you could?
I mean, I think you got to explore it because.
Yeah. I mean, there might be a team on the verge of like a potential playoff
team. If
he's
going to leave, you'd be better. You know, you can get a number one, maybe a couple number ones. I don't know.
Pete's getting nothing for him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what the Magic did with Dwight.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, at some point, you know. Make him an offer if you want to keep him, and you know, kind of have it in your head that you know this is our final offer. And if he doesn't take it, then you know, I mean, if there's a decent market for him, I don't know what the market would be for him, but you know, go for it. Hmm. Get, you know,
would you take him,
Carmelo? If he could be my, I wouldn't take him to leave my franchise.
Mm-hmm. Be your number two.
Would you let him play for the
number three?
Would you let him play for the Trojans tonight?
I would love it if he was suiting up for the Trojans.
I think he's got some eligibility.
I think he would do really well tonight.
We need to hey guys, on this play, we're going to get the ball to Carmelo. And then I want you all to clear out.
Yeah.
We're going to run the old 1-4.
Yep.
You four stay at the other end of the court.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to put in a lot of new plays. We'd just kind of be like, you go, where do you like it?
Yeah.
You like it right here? Okay.
You can run all the stuff.
Get him the ball right here.
Would you let him take a short shot at half court?
Oh, yes, we would.
You can let him run all the stuff. You can run all the stuff you run now, except it would look so much more fun with him doing it.
We knew what we were doing. Boy, they run great offense.
Some entertainment news that relates to sports. I did not read any of this in Forbes or GQ, so it's all respected by Mr. Klein and Mr. Kane. Michelle Beadle returning to ESPN, according to this report.
Whoa.
Where was she?
She went to
Great
NBC.
Question.
Exactly. Well, she, like many others, have escaped ESPN for more money, but they know where it's at. So maybe ESPN wised up too and said, you know what? She's really good for us. Let's bring her back.
They've brought a lot of people back recently. Think about this. Jason Whitlock, Keith Olbermann.
Keith Olbermann, yeah.
They're not opposed to bringing people back, even if you've left, as recent as Michelle Beadle.
Beadle served as a correspondent for Access Hollywood as well, which is really, she just looked like a fish out of water. And she does good. I mean, she does fine on everything, but I mean, still.
I think she's entertaining.
I have never disagreed with the report more. I've been arguing for Peyton Manning the last 2 days. I'm not even a Peyton Manning fan. I am certainly not an Aaron Andrews fan. However, I would not agree with Jeff Perlman on this particular take. The sports writer says this about the way she handled the interview with Richard Sherman the other day. She did not know what to do or what to say or how to respond. Someone in the control booth clearly told her to send things away from Sherman, and she did. In short, she wasn't to be trusted with the situation, and Fox's heads knew it. He went so far as to call her a deer in the headlights. He says Aaron Andrews has done nothing wrong. She was born pretty. She was a college athlete. She speaks well, and she likes sports. If someone wants to pay her huge amounts of money for that, so be it.
Somebody's jealous.
She's the Kardashian of televised sports.
And
being a Kardashian has worked out pretty well for the actual Kardashians, he says. The problem comes when something like the Richard Sherman situation arises and Fox's sideline star looks overwhelmed and out of her league and lost. In fact, I would say just the opposite of the way she handled the Sherman interview. She came back at him and didn't just let it go. She said, well, who's been talking about you? Because I haven't heard any of it.
She addressed it.
Yes.
Point blank.
Yeah. She couldn't have handled it better. The person that dropped the ball and failed miserably and should be suspended for a week. I'm not big on firing people for making mistakes, but the producer who pulled out of the interview.
Right.
Richard Sherman does that. What Richard Sherman did in that interview is what Richard Sherman does. He talks, he's flamboyant, and he's great, and he knows it.
And he's doing an interview with her right now. She just tweeted a picture saying, doing pre-Super Bowl interviews with the Seahawks, and she's with Richard Sherman.
And what this guy may not know is there's a video that came out afterwards showing that he actually did an interview extremely similar to that with the Fox Deportes reporter right before he got with Andrews. He answered three questions, though, not just the initial one, in which he went off on Crabtree in the initial answer. Then he started talking about the team and going to the Super Bowl. Goes over to Andrews, gives her a hug, and that's when she starts her interview. And so none of that apparently was seen by Perlman, but I thought she did an outstanding job, and I'm not even a big fan of hers.
I mean, the whole when you say he's pulling out, I mean, why were you pulling? What was he saying that was? I know he was.
He may have been afraid because he was so hyped up that he would swear.
Going down the road.
Yeah, but you got a 6-second delay. I mean, you can delay. I mean, look, a live TV interview in sports. I mean,
I'm in here. Are you guys afraid?
A little bit, but I got a dumb button. The FCC, but the FCC is not going to pull you off the air
right. Because
you dumped out of an interview, and you can
right. See
a guy mouthing a swear word. Richard Sherman never said a swear word, and again, if you know him, and she does, that's not his deal.
No, I thought
she handled it well.
Sour grapes.
Joe, did you ever see Milli Vanilli in concert?
They had the dreadlocks, right?
Yes. Or, I don't know, I get confused. Yeah, I think more cornrows.
Were they the lip syncers?
Yes, they were the
okay.
lip syncers.
Right.
That's not
it
how.
It wasn't even their voices, right?
You know, right. That's why they lip synced. Yeah, they lip synced
to
somebody
else's your own song.
Good point.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Fair point.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Milli Vanilli, I actually did see in concert once.
You didn't.
I swear. At Vets Auditorium in Des Moines. Yes, I paid money. That's not the alarming part.
Wait a minute.
The alarming part is, guess who opened for him?
Wait a minute. I want this on his.
This is going to be better.
I want this on his.
My bio?
On his bio, on his introduction.
I want you to say before.
Right now, I went to a concert and paid money.
I had to say it during a 12-step program once. Young MC opened.
He should have been the star of the show.
No doubt. Young MC was a great performer.
Should have been headlining.
Young MC opened for Milli Vanilli. It was a great show.
He had to be felt disrespected.
He had to feel totally dissed. But they were hot at the time. Fab and Rob. Yeah, I actually saw them in concert. They got their moves, man. They were good. Apparently,
were you screaming and yelling?
Oh, like a little girl.
Throwing your underwear on the stage.
I didn't have seats that good. I think they fell on the lady in the row below me. Poor girl.
Made a new hat for her.
I used to wear the tidy whities too. It's not a good look. Anyway, somebody thinks enough of them to do an opera on them. Yeah, it's true. They're going to do an opera in Brooklyn, I don't know, about Milli Vanilli. The opera incorporates not only Milli Vanilli songs, but also transcripts from press conferences, promotional videos, and interviews, which will play as the audience moves through the performance space. Included in the show, the carefree sugarless gum commercial where the duo lip-synced opera before anyone knew how ironic that really was. It's a work in progress. It'll run from January 23rd to February 1st at Brooklyn's BRIC Arts Performance Space. So in case you're in the neighborhood, out watching Joe. If you go see Joe Johnson and the Nets play, pop in there and go watch the opera about Robin Fab. Did you see Wolf of Wall Street, Joe?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, not many people will admit it if they did. I did, and I liked it a lot, and I'm not embarrassed to say so. Jonah Hill was outstanding. There's a scene with Jonah Hill in that movie that I will never forget. There was an allusion to it during the Golden Globes. If you missed the Golden Globes, you may not have caught it. I'll explain it to you in the break. I don't want to talk about it on the air. Anyway, Jonah Hill is in there with Leonardo DiCaprio. He's up for, I think, Best Supporting Actor.
He is, in fact, second nom for him as Best Supporting Actor. The other one came from Moneyball.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess how much money he made in this extreme... It's amazing. It's kind of ironic, really, when you think about the money's based on wealth and excess. The 30-year-old told Howard Stern this week in an interview he was paid
$60,000.
The SAG minimum, $60,000 before commissions and taxes for a supporting role that earned him an Oscar nod because he wanted to work with Scorsese so badly. Now, I know probably a lot of actors, high-profile... Even
Leo made $10 million for the movie, as I heard on Daybreak this morning.
And they got 60 G's for my man, Jonah Hill.
What's funny is that...
What's an Oscar worth, though? What's an Oscar nomination worth?
We're like, he only made $60,000. He's worth... It's like, I wouldn't mind making $60,000 for a movie.
His net worth is around $30 million, according to one
Jonah
of those.
Jonah Hill's
movies.
Is?
Yeah, I mean, he's made a lot of money.
Must have got a lot of back end on Superbad.
He's made a lot of money, and... he worked, 45 days, made $60,000. He also said he would have sold us one of his houses. That just shows you how much money he's got.
Yeah.
And paid Scorsese to get that role in the movie. He wanted it so bad.
See, I would have sold one of my houses to get it, too, except for then I wouldn't have a house.
You'd be homeless, wouldn't you?
Yes, I've only got the one.
You could have bought.
All.
You could have
sold one of his houses.
$60,000 after, right?
Yeah, when you're talking about somebody only getting $60,000 and they say, and they go houses, go plural.
Yeah.
can't feel bad for him.
I don't feel bad for him. It is an interesting story, though, because
no, no doubt. You would.
I have not heard of a major Hollywood actor getting less than $1 million for anything recently.
Right. No, that's.
I mean, considering guys make $20 million, I can't believe that Leo only got $10 million. I mean, honestly, only. I know it sounds stupid, but major guys in major films get $20 million. I mean, that's not.
That's what he got for Great Gatsby. He took a step down for this.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's worth it.
I hope he can still make it.
He loves Marty. Marty's his boy.
You know a better question? How much did Chewbacca get for Star Wars franchise?
Not enough.
No doubt about that, buddy. Yeah, see, he's still mad about it.
He works overnight.
He'll get over it eventually. Do you think you were paid enough? Yeah, I get it.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Well, it's coming back. And yes. Carrie Fisher has confirmed she will appear in Star Wars Episode 7 with Harrison Ford and Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill hasn't worked since the last Star Wars he was in, of course. The three actors had all been tipped to reprise their roles in J.J. Abrams' new installment. Now Carrie's told TV Guide she, Harrison, and Mark are expected to report to work in March or April, and she's looking forward to getting back into character. I'd like to wear my old cinnamon bun hairstyle again, but with white hair, she said. I think that would be funny.
Leave the bikini, the metal bikini on the shelf, though.
Hopefully they don't make her chain up to Jabba the Hutt again. And last but not least, I promised myself I would not do another Justin Bieber story.
Well, we've got an update to the story, too, when you get to it.
Okay.
The police report is out.
Can I just give the
story? I'm sorry. I wanted to do it.
Well, go ahead.
No, I'm going. No, go ahead. Justin Bieber arrested in Miami last night.
Let me set up the story, and then you can tell the story. I said I would not do another Justin Bieber story on the air unless he died. Unfortunately, I'm doing a Justin Bieber story, and that's not the case. He had a big week. A lovely Canadian tennis player who won a big match at Wimbledon, at the Australian Open, said they asked her if she was going to date somebody, who would it be? And she mentioned the Biebs. He's Canadian too, of course.
And so she was booed appropriately.
Yeah,
enough.
I mean, it's pathetic. But anyway, he did get arrested last night. Let's go to the newsroom and check in with Matty T.
Well, from the police report, the charges, resisting arrest without violence, DUI, and expired driver's license for 6 months. Now, he was pulled over after doing 60 in a 30-mile-an-hour residential, and according to the police report, he stated, "Why the F are you doing this?" Goes on to say, "What the F did I do? Why did you stop me?" to the cop. The cop had to place him under arrest when he would not keep his hands on the car. And
did they pistol whip him or anything?
They should have. Well, listen to this. I ain't got no effing weapons. Why do you have to search me? What the F is this about?
It's America, big guy.
He absolutely should have been thrown on the ground.
You want to drive 60 and a 30, go back to Canada, you knucklehead.
Driving on a suspended driver's license with the smell of alcohol.
You know what they say, Joe? Nothing good happens after 4:20.
I was going to say.
In the morning. In 4:20 in the afternoon, it's all good.
It's always good. He was apparently incoherent, kept his hands in his pockets during the arrest. He was racing, apparently, in his yellow Lamborghini.
That's smart.
It was a rented Lamborghini.
There was a red Lamborghini, I guess, in the mix as well, but apparently, I don't know if he won the race or not, but he did win the race to the jailhouse, so good for him.
Well, he did agree to the breath test as well as the drug evaluation, so I'm looking forward to
seeing. Does Scissor show up on a breath test?
It would have to.
What a clown.
No, it would on the blood test, though.
Seriously. You know what he needs?
What's Scissor?
Scissor.
Codeine, Sprite, and Jolly Rancher.
Oh, okay.
How do you know that, Matt?
I read it.
I read an interview recently, Joe, in another one of those magazines that you don't care about, with George Clooney. And George Clooney was talking about Leonardo DiCaprio, and not necessarily in the same kind of situation or context, but he said everybody needs somebody in their life to tell him what's what. Justin Bieber needs somebody to show him and tell him what's what. He doesn't have a no man. He's got lots of yes men.
A lot of cats like that.
You know what? You get to be a coach. A lot of people need a life coach. I think Justin Bieber's in the
mix.
Well,
he's been hanging out with Lil Twist and Lil Zah. So
exactly.
Those guys are bad influences.
Any guy with the name Lil in front of him right there.
Okay, that says it all.
Anyone who's a little something.
Lil Twist and Lil what?
Zah.
Here's the deal. If you're an A-clown.
Yeah, those are two guys.
And you hang out with two dudes
resume.
Who are bigger clowns than you, you're not going to improve as a person.
I don't even know who those guys are, but.
Nobody does, Joe.
No one does.
Except for him.
Lil Twist and Lil Zah.
You know why? Because they're not relevant. Your kids don't even know who they are because they're not relevant.
Well, Lil Zah was arrested at his house last week for cocaine possession
after their
house was raided after their famous egging.
And they found a cookie jar.
Egggate? Do you mean Egggate?
Egggate.
They found a cookie jar full of weed, too, which apparently is not legal in Florida yet.
They hadn't baked the cookies yet.
Let's do some quick birthday trivia. 433-1037. 1-800-477-1037. Winner gets Tickets to tonight's UALR Texas State Bobcat Barbecue game.
Boom!
Come on.
Are those will call?
It would be a little rude to bring Bobcat ribs to the game, but...
Not if you gave them to Joe beforehand.
Well, I mean, I don't think he wants to show up as opponent by eating their ribs before the game. It's a little barbaric.
It's intimidating, though.
Joe Klein, Matty T, and the very opinionated and wrong most of the time, Chris Kane.
You know, maybe if Arkansas ate tiger ribs before the Auburn game.
Is that who they play next?
Yeah.
Home or away?
Would you eat tiger or eagle ribs?
Look, that's a good point. I like tiger's the main course with a side of eagle myself.
That'd be good.
Not bald eagle, of course.
No. We're not trying to go un-American.
I would say if Arkansas doesn't beat Auburn Saturday, then you don't really need to watch anymore. But I'm enjoying it. I got to be honest. Even though they're losing more than we want them to, I'm enjoying watching them play. I find them to be entertaining.
They're better.
They are better. Thank you. Joe Klein said
all it. All is well.
For those
all
of you who
calm down.
For the guy who called me out this morning on the show with no name when I couldn't defend myself, talking about what an idiot I am because I said they're getting better. Joe Klein, is this team better than they were 2 years ago?
Yes.
Thank you.
Take
it up with Joe Klein.
They're better than they were last year.
You know what? Do like I do. And if you have a problem with Joe, you say it right into his belly button as loud as you can.
They will. Somebody will call right now.
Step to him.
Say that I'm blocking traffic on
all right,
Dixon
exactly.
Road.
That's right. Jason, I'm putting you with Joe Klein. Jimbo, I'm going to put you with Matty T. And Chris Kane will represent a gentleman named James. Dwayne, hang on. We'll get your question in a moment. This is, I'm telling you, pretty obscure day. Matt, I'm counting on you to get
right.
This done. I'm not even sure how to pronounce this girl's name, but as soon as I saw her name, I knew exactly who she was and what she did. She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Giesel?
No.
Giesel.
Giesel? That's Tom Brady's wife. Giselle,
is it?
You talking about?
Yeah. It looks like Giesel.
I think you're thinking of Dr. Seuss's real name. You know what? Let's just move on.
Skip it. All right.
Who was it?
Dudes and Crows.
What?
Never would have guessed. D-O-U-T-Z-E-N, is that how you pronounce it?
Dudes and Crows?
Yeah, well, anyway, she's a Victoria's Secret
model. Crows.
She's not fat or ugly. We'll move on.
That's, yeah.
She's 29. Okay, this is someone you know. She's been in a few movies, but really you know her best is playing Kelly Kapowski. On
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
That is correct. She goes by just Tiffany Thiessen now, but that's fine, Matt. I'll give it to you. How old is
the
Tiffany
lovely
today?
Tiffany?
The lovely and
Thiessen.
Talented.
Was she the black-haired one?
Dark-haired one, yes. The cutest one. She had kind of a
she
nice
was also in
face.
Son-in-Law, the Pauly Shore movie back in the 90s.
She was pretty cute. I'll tell you who's cute. I always like Lisa Turtle.
Lisa Turtle.
She's a cutie pie.
Lark Voorhees.
38.
38, no.
Good guess, though. 39.
Don't suck up.
40.
40. Bingo bango, Chris Kane. Very well. Moving on. This woman is of Hungarian, I believe, descent. She is a star on the television show Law & Order SVU, which you don't watch, Joe, because you're watching the Weather Channel. It didn't come on there.
I have no idea.
I don't know her name, but she's got short hair.
Yes. She's a very pretty gal.
Yeah.
She used to do some modeling. Now she's an actress in a darn fine one.
Gosh, I mean, I don't know her name. I know who you're talking about.
Her name's Mariska Hargitay. I told you it was a tough day today.
Man.
You know who I'm talking about, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
How old is she today, Matt?
36.
That's, nope.
In the terms of Matty T, that's way off. I'm going to go with 47.
I don't know who she is, so I'll go 42.
She's 50. And last but not least.
You threw me off when you said she was pretty.
She's pretty. Last but not least, this guy once played a character who could make a bomb out of a paperclip and some
MacGyver.
MacGyver.
Yes.
His real
the
name
guy who
is
MacGyver.
Right. He has three names.
Nope, not happening over here.
All right, Richard Dean Anderson. You guys suck.
Never would have guessed.
How old's Richard? How old's MacGyver today, Joe? You need a bingo bango to even get in the mix.
MacGyver, that was in the 90s.
Yeah. 80s, 90s. I don't know.
I would say 60.
No.
MacGruber, 61.
No.
62.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You needed a bingo bango. Actually, you didn't. You're in the
thank
lead.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I was going to say, I won.
64. 64.
All right.
Chris wins.
Woo!
Chris wins.
Finally.
Yeah, well, that was good.
Chris was playing with?
James.
James.
Joe, tonight, we appreciate you coming in. Always fun. Go see Joe Klein tonight.